Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
A ribbon winked under the sewing basket, bright as a tiny piece of sky. It vanished before Mama T-Rex could tie it into a bow. Hi, I'm Maggie. Welcome back to the Dino Den. Ready to find it with us?
Big adventures start with little steps.
I can almost see the sewing corner now, a little sunbeam sliding across the wooden floor.
The fabric whispers as Mama tidies. Crumbs from snack time dot the table.
Topsy's tiny footprints mark the rug. Tank's big paws press soft circles into the dirt outside. Lincoln peeks out from behind a cushion, legs a little upside down. London hums a tune about leaves and lemons. Everyone leans in, listening.
Oh, wait. Mama reaches for her ribbon. And it's gone. Not on the table, not in the basket. The den grows quiet.
That ribbon isn't just pretty. It's a little piece of Mama's heart. When something special goes missing, everyone notices.
Let's look, Topsy chirps, small and determined. If you were searching, where would you look first? Under cushions? Behind curtains? Maybe on top of a wobbly stack of storybooks?
Tank snuffles in with a big friendly sniff. Oh, Tank. He pokes his nose into the sewing basket and comes up with a spool of green thread and a star-shaped button. Close, but not the ribbon.
Lincoln, doing everything a little upside down today, whispers from under the table. Not here.
London finds a loop of vine near the garden gate and holds it up like a prize. Look, she sings. It makes everyone giggle. Pretty, yes, but not the sky blue ribbon that sparkles just so. Then Topsy spots a tiny footprint on the sewing table. Just one small crooked print. Different from Tank's big circles. Different from Lincoln's upside down smudges. It looks a bit like Rexy's. Hearts beat a little faster.
Rexy is nearby, making a wooden plane swoop and loop. He'd been planning a surprise, thinking the ribbon would make a perfect bow. But when it slipped and wrapped around his tail, he froze. He felt a little stone in his chest, worry mixed with wanting to hide.
For a moment, Rexy's smile trembles. The ribbon sparkles on the tip of his tail like a tiny comet. He looks at Mama, then down at his feet. He mutters something small, almost to himself.
The den holds its breath, not because anyone is angry, but because big feelings sound very loud when you're small. Mama T-Rex kneels so she's eye level with Rexy. Her voice is like a warm blanket.
Thank you for showing me, she says, and pats the floor where he can come closer. That pat is an invitation. You can come near even after a mistake.
Rexy takes a small breath. He could run and hide. He could tuck the plane under a cushion. Instead, he chooses a different kind of brave.
Mama, he says, voice small but steady. I took your ribbon without asking. I wanted to make you a surprise. I'm sorry. Mama T-Rex wraps Rexy in a careful hug. Not squeezing, just holding. Thank you for telling me the truth. That was brave, she says. Let's fix this together.
They smooth the ribbon and tie a tiny, perfect bow for the wooden plane. Topsy steadies the plane, Tank finds a neat leaf to press under the bow, and Lincoln offers a shiny sticker. Teamwork turns the mistake into a new, warm memory.
That moment is like a Bible story about someone who chose to say sorry and change. God help them find a brave heart. Being honest and making amends is a loving, brave thing to do.
The den's laughter bubbles up, warm like cocoa on a chilly night. The plane whooshes. The ribbon glints. Mama keeps Rexy close. He feels lighter, as if a little rock rolled out of his chest. He said sorry, helped fix things, and learned that courage can be quiet.
Have you ever been scared to tell the truth? What happened when you tried?
Maybe a grown-up helped you find the words. Maybe practicing will help next time. You can talk about it with a parent or teacher. Sometimes a grown-up's hand helps your courage grow.
Try this. Tell a grown-up about a small mistake, and then help fix it. Tidy a toy, share a smile, or say, "I'm sorry, I'll try to do better." Those tiny steps make brave hearts.
Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den for Rexy's Ribbon and the Brave Sorry. If you liked this story, stomp on over and subscribe so you won't miss the next dinosaur adventure.
Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.